بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we began the discussion, the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the usaf, or the qualities of iman, that who are the mu'mineen, who are the true believers. Allah ta'ala, first quality is mentioned, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, this has an effect upon their hearts. That is, their heart tremors out of the fear of Allah, out of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality which Allah ta'ala mentions in this verse, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that when Qur'an is read, then the effect of this is that the iman increases. By listening to Qur'an, the iman of a believer will increase. There are two reasons for this that ulama give. They say first, that when a person listens to the verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran is informing us about things which we cannot see. Things about pertaining to qabr, barzakh, jannat, jahannam, the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, malaika, etc. So ulama say, at-tasdeeq bima akhbar Allahu bi min umur al-ghayb al-madiyya wal-madiyya, that when a person in his heart attests that this what I am listening to, even though I cannot see it, it is the kalam of Allah, it is the words of Allah that has reached me through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I have complete tasdeeq, complete iman, I attest to the truth of this, then this causes the iman of a person to increase. Why? Because he is believing on the unseen. And secondly, when he will implement in his life what he listens to in Quran, when he hears the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like it is mentioned about the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that kana waqqafan li kitabillah, that when Quran would be read, when they would listen to Quran, immediately they would implement in their lives the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no question, like it is mentioned, one incident about the sahabiya, a female sahabi, that the ayat of hijab had been revealed. This is mentioned in Ma Yusuf Sahib Ramtulali's Hayat al-Sahaba. Ayat of hijab had been revealed at night, so she was not aware of this ayat. So when she comes for Fajr Salah, in those days the women would come to the masjid. She comes for Fajr Salah, the word comes in the riwayat like black crows. She observes that all the women are completely covered. So when she asks them that what happened, so they relate to her that this verse of the Quran has come down, the verse of hijab. So what she does is she finds a youngster and she sends him home to fetch a jilbab, a cloak, a covering for her. So her husband later on asks her that, why did you make this takalluf to go to that extent? You could have come yourself, the ayat had just come down. You were not aware of it. What was the response? She said, how can I take one step when I am breaking the command of Allah? How can I take one step in the disobedience of Allah? Ayat of Quran comes down that liquor is now haram. Consuming alcohol is now haram. We know the effects of addiction. We know the effects of addiction, those who are addicted to it, how difficult it is to give it up, give up drugs, give up liquor, give up intoxicants. Either the Quran comes down that now alcohol is haram. It is said the streets of Medina were flowing with liquor. Any container they had, they broke it. Those that were dealing or trading in it immediately desisted. Why? The verse of the Quran has come down. So this is the type of effect that the Quran would have upon Sahaba Ikram, upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So ulama say min wajhain, from two aspects. إِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that when the Quran would be read, automatically the iman would increase. One, they would attest to the truth of whatever is in Quran. لَا رَيْبَ فِي, there is no doubt in it. And secondly, they would implement whatever was revealed in Quran. In fact, this lives of Sahaba Ikram, Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, there's an entire chapter in Hayat al-Sahaba about the effect that the Quran would have, just listening to the Quran, the words of the Quran, it would have upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I mentioned yesterday, unfortunately, this quality or this aspect of attachment with Quran has to a very large extent come out of the ummah. We see a glaring example of it. The month of Ramadan is coming. What happens in Ramadan? Little bit extra Quran we have to listen to in Taraweeh. And such virtues Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned about Taraweeh Salah. We find in a lot of places, even up till today, like the Arab countries, the Quran is read beautifully, it's read melodiously, lengthy rakats till late at night. I remember a few years ago, a Jamaat was in Australia, in Sydney, there's one masjid where people used to gather for i'tikaf in hundreds, and youngsters. And every night there would be Taraweeh Salah or Nafil Salah, where Quran would be read 3-4 hours a night. And hundreds of people would gather and listen to the Quran being recited. Unfortunately, we find our attitude to a very large extent. We look at our masajid, you speak to the hufaz that make Taraweeh, constant complaint. If a hafiz has to read properly, has to implement the rules of tajweed, then that particular masjid, people want to run away from that masjid. We have what is called ya'lamun ta'lamun. Hufaz nowadays are ya'lamun ta'lamun. What is ya'lamun ta'lamun? Ulama, this example, what it is, that you can't discern or make out what the person is reading. You hear the ya'lamun and the ta'lamun, that is just the end of the verse, then that's a very good masjid, very good hafiz. I remember over the last few years, we spent some time in various parts in South Africa. Very often, when you're in Cape Town also, you pass by a masjid on the way to a program at the time of Taraweeh, can't pass the road is blocked. Hundreds of cars, and you ask the person by, ask the Rebbe, why this, what's happening in this masjid? Some foreign sheikh has come, some special program. They say, no, Mawlana, this masjid, Taraweeh finishes in 20 minutes. Or this masjid, they're reading 10 surahs. This is why such a big crowd will come for Taraweeh. This is an indication. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, comes in the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. That in the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will complain that, Ya Allah, my ummah turned their backs on this Quran. This Quran, the effect of it was such, Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shariq, Utbah, not kafir, but the leaders of kufr, their hearts were blackened, their hearts were full of zulmat and darkness. They were the avowed enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na'uzubillah, they plotted and planned to kill the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet, despite that, they would gather in secret at night to listen to the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hearts of hardness, hearts of zulmat. This is the type of attachment, magnetic attachment that the Quran would have. And where is the basis for this type of attitude that has developed amongst us? Leave the ummah that is away from the masjid. We're talking about regular musallis. And the month of Ramadan comes and we don't have shauk to listen to Quran. We don't have inclination to hear, to let Quran, Allah is saying, listen to my Quran. If your iman will increase, your hearts will soften. In fact, ulama say this disinclination to listen to Quran is an indication of the hardness of the heart, is an indication of the zulmat of the heart. They say the heart of such a person is a dead heart who does not desire to listen to Quran. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, very often we mention this incident. That a Tabi'i says, I stood in the Haram of Makkah behind Osman, Tahajjud Salah. He started reading Quran, started from Surah Fatiha, first rakat of Tahajjud Salah. He said, I stood behind him, started from Surah Fatiha. He says, Osman did not go into ruku till he reached Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of Tahajjud Salah. And what would Osman radiallahu anhu say? He gave us a thermometer. He gave us a yardstick. He gave us a measuring tape. He said, "Lo tahurat kulubukum, ma shabi'atum min kalamillahi azza wa jal." He said, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Today we don't have the shauk to listen to Quran. We get upset, we get angry if a hafiz has to read properly, or he has to read a little bit longer. My respected brothers, this month is coming, this Mubarak month is coming. Let us make it the month of the Quran. Let us apply ourselves. Go to that masjid, the Quran is read properly, and listen to the Quran. Then in Tahajjud Salah, till late at night, recite Quran. Bring the Quran in our lives, the love and attachment with it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if my ummah will attach themselves to this Quran will take them to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.